There are four understandings of what justice is. The first one has to do with balance. If we take a system, for example, made up of parts, certain conditions must be fulfilled for the desired effect to be reached. In other words, things must have a balance. For example, we take a society. For a society to progress, it must be balanced. It must fulfill the needs of the society. There must be enough doctors. There must be enough lawyers. There must be enough politicians, enough soldiers. There must be all this in a society for a society to prosper. Imagine a society who does not have an army. They would never be able to defend themselves. A society that does not have doctors will suffer. So we are saying that there must be certain parts for that society to function. And when they have the right parts, the society will thrive. So there is a balance amongst that society. When we look at the world we live in, and this entire system, we find that it is balanced. Allah says in the Holy Quran, He raised the sky and set up the balance. Balance in this verse, according to the commentaries, means that everything has been made using just the right amount of elements, composing it, and the right distances. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up a perfect balance, and because of this balance, can we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just? To understand this definition on justice, we must look at its opposite of this understanding. Here, the opposite of justice in the definition is not injustice, it's imbalance. Therefore, this is not the definition we are looking for. We are not saying Allah is just because He is balanced. We are looking for justice and injustice. Rather, this definition will fall under the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given everything a due measure because He is the all-wise and He knows what it needs. The second definition of justice is equality and non-discrimination. Sometimes we call a person who does not differentiate between people as just. Therefore, does justice here refer to equality? Equality can be understood in two ways. First way is to put everything aside and treat everyone equal. If you think about this, this is actually injustice. For example, if we take a teacher who wants to be equal in this definition, they will give everyone an A in an exam, pass or don't pass. The second understanding of equality is in cases of equal merit. For example, when two students both get the same marks and both work with the same difficulty and the same energy, then that teacher gives them both an A means they are being just. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees two believers, both pious, both good, both working hard and rewards them the same, that would be just of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third understanding of what justice is to give each thing its right. For example, if I have certain rights, I should be given those rights. If I have the right to vote, then I should be given the right to vote. Injustice therefore would mean when someone transgresses or oppresses, and etc. This is called social justice, as explained in previous lessons, and we said this is not applied to God, as He is the absolute owner of these rights. Now after all that, we now get to the correct understanding of what we mean by justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth view of understanding of justice is the bestower of being on merits. What does this mean? Every existent has certain merits and rights for itself, whether it's a chair, a human, every existent. Whatever it's existent from the point of view of its potential for receiving grace, it has certain rights and certain merits for itself. If something has the potential of coming into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring it to existence, because not bringing that thing into existence would be an act of injustice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By understanding this deep form of justice, we negate all forms of injustice ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, everybody in their creation according to their own essence, ontologically has certain capabilities. A pen only has the capability of being a pen. If I and this pen were the same level, that would be unjust by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given this pen the ability to be a blue pen, for example. I have the ability to reach a certain level of perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the avenues to reach that perfection. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has an even higher level of potential. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the ability to reach our potential. Whether we reach that potential or not, it is our fault. But the ability to reach that perfection has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each of us has the ability to reach the highest potential we can. And this is what we mean by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice. Based on this definition, Allah does not hold His grace from anybody. Each being is different, but the fact that all of them equally have been given the ability to reach perfection, this shows that Allah has treated everybody equally. If they are all treated equally, why are there injustices in the world? Why are some born healthy and some born not healthy? Why were some created as angels and some as humans? Why is there evil in the world?